Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Heisa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald misplays the ball. That's an error on Theobald. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Scott reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Scott steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to third. Melton moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Reichardt moves to third. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. 1 out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parsons for the out. 1 out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa juggles the ball. That's an error on Heisa. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Allen steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Melton reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reichardt strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann is walked intentionally. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Rich Morales. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Herman for a passed ball. Briggs moves to third. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Brock Davis pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Ferraro now playing third base. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley strikes out. Rodriguez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bradley out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. May reaches second base with a double. Theobald moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Theobald scores. May scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Melton moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Melton scores. Reichardt moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jim Little pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Alvarado moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Little moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Little moves to third. Kelly moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro throws the ball into Theobald, who tags Allen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Little scores. Kelly scores. May goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Jorge Orton now playing shortstop. Luis Alvarado now playing third base. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Clark pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.